Dreamscape presents Gaining Visibility by Pamela Herron. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. She was invisible. She'd first noticed that she was fading from view 4 years ago, about the same time she'd noticed the first gray hairs. The signs were subtle. No heads turning as she walked through the gym. No catcalls or whistles at construction sites. No compliments from then-husband Frank when they got gussied up for some formal affair. Alarms should probably have gone off more frantically in her head, but the changes were so gradual they remained inconspicuous and certainly non-threatening. And the gray was easily covered. But the phenomenon had increased exponentially in an equation of Einsteinian proportion 2 years ago. E equals mc squared plus total loss of breasts equal total loss of visibility. Scientific equations could prove how the laws of nature literally make the world go round. No equation could show her why her world had been thrown into a tailspin she was still trying to gain control of. Looking back, it seemed more like a combination of science and magic than science alone. 5 hours of surgery and poof, she'd vanished, at least to the male half of the world's population. Which was why it came as no surprise to Julia Berkwith that at that exact moment, it wasn't one of the male doctors working on her, but rather a female nurse who asked the question. "You doing okay?" "Fine," Julia answered, although she wasn't. The next item on her self-improvement list was to quit saying she was fine when she wasn't. Lying flat on her back with her arms stretched out as wide as possible gave the doctors behind the white curtain of sheets plenty of room to work. But they seemed to have forgotten there was a beating heart and strained muscles below the mounds of silicone sacks. During preparation, when they'd asked if she wanted her arms restrained, she'd promised she could keep them still without the bands. That had been over an hour ago when the surgery was ahead of her and exciting. Now, retaliating because of their awkward position, both arms were snoozing but sending telepathic messages to the muscles in her back and shoulders, demanding they redouble their efforts to bring pain in memory of their sleeping comrades. Adding to her discomfort, the temperature in the OR had been set to morgue, which worried her more than a little. A white sheet draped from the overhead rod fell to below her chin, blocking off her view and allowing her no audience participation to her own procedure. The sheet started to sag, and now folds gathered in her mouth and nose region. In a normal setting, she would push them out of the way with a flick of the fingers, but she'd promised not to move her arms, so she blew puffs of air at them when suffocation seemed imminent. An angel of mercy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?